this way, and the second bench as well. All right, some of you still into the second bench, so we don't crowd the first bench. Start into the second bench. There you go. Over this way. There we go. All right, there's room up here or out there. Good morning, children.
Good morning.
So I see a couple that I don't always see, and there's at least one or more missing that I usually see, but that's fine. It's nice to be together this morning, and I need to turn this on. Let's see if I know what I'm doing here. Did that work?
Yeah.
All right. So this morning, I was thinking about sharing some different things, and one of the things that I want to share, I want to put on the board and let you just sort of think about as we're looking at some of the other things. What is this, math or something? Well, let's see what we got going here. There. So I'll leave those numbers on there for now. And I was thinking about how different people are good at different things and how much we need each other. Is there anybody who thinks that they could pretty much do everything that needed to be done without anybody else's help? No? Oh, I got some smart children here this morning. How many of you think that we do well to allow others to help us? Yeah? And some of you got help by looking around to see if others thought that that was a good idea, and then you raised your hand. That's what we need. Sometimes we need to look to others to find out what it is that we should be doing. Well, we need to look to others that are the right others, because sometimes the blind can lead the blind and we both fall in the ditch, and that's not good either. So what different types of things are there that people do, like for work or in the church or things like that? What are some jobs? What are things that people do in a church or for work? Like, what's your daddy do for work?
Bake.
Make sheds.
What was that?
Hillview.
Hillview, yeah. Building sheds, yeah.
Different places.
Yeah, it does different things. So, what's that?
Cut firewood.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do too. Yeah. So, what would we do if there were no people that drove trucks? How would we get anything? What would we do if there were no people that baked?
People would deliver.
Without a truck?
Walk.
It'd be walk? Well, by the time you got it, it'd be pretty old, depending where it came from. What about plumbing? I'm not very good at plumbing. I fixed something recently and started leaking again very shortly afterwards. I didn't know what I was doing. I was pretty happy when I first fixed it. It looked like I got it and it was working. And then it wasn't working again. So I need help. It's still leaking. Someday it'll get fixed, but I'm not going to do it probably. What about sewing? Are you good at sewing? No. Me either.
No.
Yeah, it's...
You're good at sewing.
You're good at sewing? Good. You are too, that's good. Well, what about being a doctor? Are any of you doctors? No? Any of your daddy's doctors?
No.
No? But doctors can be pretty helpful sometimes.
Except which
doctors? Oh, yeah. We don't need that type. All right. What about librarians? We have at least one librarian here, don't we? Is Tiara the librarian? Yeah. And we have people that do some farming. Nevin's got some different animals at his place. Different ones have some of that going on. Preaching, song leading, those are things that happen in the church. Teaching, people that do roofing. Now, when I had my big shop, well, it's big to me, being built, I got to a certain point and I needed help. I knew how to frame the walls. I had to ask a couple questions, make sure I was doing it right. But I could frame the walls. I'd done that type of thing before. And I got them put together, but I couldn't put them up all by myself. I'm just not strong enough. And I couldn't hold on to everything at once. So a bunch of people came and equipment and helped. And equipment, and it helped. And we got a lot done in a short period of time. Well, how many of you have any idea what is going on up there? What's that?
Connect Four.
Connect Four? This is a good idea. How about Sudoku? Have you seen that before, Spencer? Yeah, so do you know what numbers are missing up there? Can you figure it out? In every row, there needs to be a 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And there can't be two of them in one row. So, anybody have an idea what number goes here?
4.
Okay. And how about here?
1.
Oh, look at that. How about here?
5.
Here?
4.
What was that?
4.
Okay. And here?
1.
Okay. And here?
3.
3 and 5? Okay. And what about here?
2.
2? All right. Now, 1? Okay. Now, let's check it. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That row looks good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That looks good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That looks good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That looks good. 1, 2, 2, 1, 3, 4, 5. That looks horrible. Something went wrong. Now, if we start looking down this way, we've got 1, 2, 3 1s. That doesn't work. We're only supposed to have 1. Who can help me fix this?
I'll help.
Okay, come up here, please. What can we do? You want to do it, or you want to erase and tell me what to put in?
Erase it. 3.
All right, what do we need to do? Okay.
A 5 goes there.
Okay.
A 4.
Okay.
1.
Thank you. How many people think that's right? Okay, how many people think it's wrong?
Me.
Okay, what would you think should go instead? Well, but you know, the thing is, it turns out that Spencer's right. Thank you, Spencer. You may go sit down. And we needed his help. If we left this puzzle up to Emily, it would have gotten wrong because you're not, how old are you? Nine? How old are you?
Four.
Four? Now, there's certain spots that you can probably crawl in under that Spencer might not be able to get in. And you might be able to do something, get something, that he couldn't. And I couldn't bring something along to prove it. I didn't think of just what it would be. But there's things that you can do that Spencer might be able to say, Emily, could you get that for me? And you would slither in there and get it because you could fit and he couldn't. Or that type of thing. So we all have things that we can do, right? Yeah. So, Galatians 6:2 says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. If I needed 1,000 rolls for Wednesday, oh boy, I'd be running all the Hannafords and all the whatevers trying to figure out where they'd all come from. Or,
how many?
1,000. Or maybe... Just maybe, if it worked into the schedule, maybe Steve would be able to produce 1,000 rolls in that period of time. But to me, it's like, wow, that looked like a terrible job. Because I have one little oven in the, and a little toaster oven, and the element in the oven sometimes gives out if we do too much too many times. And I tried to replace it the last time since we don't have Jordan at home anymore. And I worked and I worked and I worked and I finally got it with a little help from Daniel, who came and reached something. We got his fingers in somewhere where mine weren't quite working for me, and we got it. And oh, now I'm pretty good at making muffins. That's right. But anyway, we have things we can do to help each other. Colossians 3:16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. That sounds like something everybody could do. But it doesn't happen accidentally. How do we let the word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom? How do we get it? What is the word of Christ? Where do we find it?
Bible.
That's right. How do we get it? How do we get that? How do we get it in our hearts and minds?
By reading it.
By reading it. And then we can meditate on those things in our hearts. We can sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and sing with grace in our hearts. And then we can share those things with other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right, or don't know the truth. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. How many of us like stop signs and red lights and no passing zones and speed limits? Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Exactly. Everybody, yeah, it'd be terrible. Now, in a lot of cases, these things that are put there that we don't naturally like, is somebody doing their job to attempt to keep others safe? Sometimes I think they go a little overboard, but at the same time, they're doing their job. We have to let each other do our jobs. Sometimes the things that need to be done, we may not appreciate fully, that have value. And we need to accept the fact that some things just need to be okay. You know, when I get to a stop sign and I stop and it's 11 o'clock at night and there's no lights coming from any other direction, I can't see anything, and I stop, what am I doing? I'm obeying the law. What if I didn't stop and I hadn't seen something coming along with no lights on that if I had stopped and looked, I might have seen, and there was a crash? Who would be at fault? Not just the other person, but me too, because I didn't stop. When you're supposed to stop, if you stop and you do the best you can to yield to the law, you look, you don't see anything, you go, and that thing you didn't see crashes into you, at least you're not at fault at that point. You did the best that you could. Now, I'm going to give a few true or false. Does anybody know what that means? I say it, and then you tell me whether it's true or false, okay? All right. If we are good enough, or good at enough things, we don't need other people.
False.
All right. There are so many reasons we need others. Fellowship. Now I'm just talking about why about this first one. Okay, I'll ask you another one in a little bit. There are so many reasons we need others. Like for fellowship, imagine having fellowship dinner all by yourself. Is that fellowship dinner or is that? No, it's just dinner, and it's just the thing that you brought. Yeah. That's right, and we need people for encouragement, and each of us at times needs help in various ways. You know, somebody needs help with something, more than one person is needed. We can't just be good enough at everything that we don't need anybody's help. That's not right.
To do that thing, then
right. Yeah, I can understand you want to do that again, but we'll have to save that for another time because somebody's going to be preaching after me, so we have to be respectful of people's time. Sometime maybe you and I can do something like that. Okay. True or false? If we have enough people helping us, we don't need God's help.
False.
Well, you guys know all the answers. Psalm 60, verse 11 and 12 says, "Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies." It also says, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain." Do you know, we have so little that we can do of ourselves without God giving us our next breath, without, you know, did you ever get a cramp in your leg? It's like a muscle that tightens up and you can hardly do anything because you're thinking about that and it doesn't want to work right. Well, you could be on a ladder and all of a sudden you get a cramp in your leg and you have to slide down the ladder, hopping down on one leg because you can't use the other one. That's not very fun.
I don't think I've done that.
Probably not. Not too much. But anyway, we can't do things except by God's strength. And now here's another true or false. It is good to trust God and humbly accept his help when it comes through other people.
True.
That's right. Sometimes God gives us help through other people. Sometimes those other people might seem like they're not as good as we are at a lot of things, but they're good at the thing that they're good at, and God is blessing us through them. And we need to be able to accept the fact that we need their help and thank God for it. One more, true or false. Instead of not understanding part of God's word and making a fuss and giving up, we need to pray and reach out to God and to other believers.
True.
That's right. But without faith, it's impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When we want to seek the Lord in a way that we get what it is we need from God, we need to keep seeking. We need to keep praying. We need to keep talking to other believers and understanding the will of the Lord. You may go back to your seats.